Okay, well, it is time to get started. Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday, February the 21st, 2019, and it is the Thursday afternoon Q&A session, Ask a Coach, Get Started and Go Deeper. My name is Thea Binney. I am your host today, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome you to this call. Before we start with the call itself, I want to start with our little disclaimer that everything in this presentation, in this meeting, in this session is for educational and informational purposes only. The Healing Codes or any other product that we will discuss today is not designed to diagnose or to treat, heal, or cure anything. We're discussing the addressing the spiritual issues of the heart. That is what we are about. That is what all our products are aimed to, addressing the spiritual issues of the heart. And you definitely should consult with your licensed healthcare provider for any serious health issue that you might have. Everything in this call that we discuss, everything in this call is my opinion, Thea Binney. And I only ask you to be open and to listen. And you're totally free to disagree with everything I say so that I can say everything that I believe. But, of course, you do not have to accept the things that I believe. I'm not trying to persuade you, but just to give you my perspective on things. Everything on this call is being recorded, and you can get the replay if you go to www.thehealingcodes.com/home. You can find there under the tab of free members, then you can get to the archives, and you can find all the recordings that we have on the Wednesday nights, the Wednesday afternoon with the Whole Life Healing, the Thursday afternoon and the Thursday night Q&A calls with Certified Healing Coaches, and there are other things as well. There's more. So there's a whole treasure chest of archives, of recordings, of interviews, a lot of things that you can find over there. The only thing that you need to do is to register there as a free member. You can find there, you know, how to become a free member on that homepage, www.thehealingcodes.com/home. You have to do the /home, otherwise you will get automatically to the new website of dralexanderlloyd.com, and you cannot find the archives or how to for that free membership over there. Because over in the dralexanderlloyd.com is only the all access membership, and that is a paid for. So that is something that there are two totally different systems. So that is to make that sure. We will be going back and forth in this call in callers with questions or listeners with questions or questions that have been posted, have been sent us by email or questions that are posted on the Healing Codes program Facebook page. If you're not a member, I would really recommend to sign up for that page. It is a closed group, and you can meet there with and interact there with other Healing Codes members like you, who like to interact, who come and ask questions, who come and share their experiences with each other, and it is a wonderful place of resource as well. You might find a lot of valuable information over there. There are coaches that interact and just other coders, other just members like you. If you want to ask, if you're on the call on the phone and you want to ask a question, please hit *2 on your keypad so that I can see your hand raised on my computer screen. If you're in listening mode only on the webcast, then you find a chat box over there that you can type in your question and click on submit so that I can see it. So those are the two ways that you can online immediately communicate. Star 2 in your keypad or use the chat box in on the web page if you're on the webcast listening mode only. Okay. So, with all that said, then we can get started. I like always to do, so let's say the purpose of this call, I haven't addressed it. The purpose of this call, we have, actually there are two purposes. One of them is that you can ask any question that you may have about anything that we do, any of our products, anything of our system, anything of our tools, about our website, and anything that we do, that we present, you can ask about it. Of course, anything that you have about how to address, to do the Healing Codes process or to do the Trilogy process. If you have any uncertainty, then that will be a cause of stress and frustration. It will be a cause of disappointment. And it will start to slow down your process and your progress and even cause you at the end to stop doing it. And nothing will work if we're not using the tools, of course. So any uncertainty, any insecurity, any questions you might have, please come forward. But also if you have something specific about an issue that you do not know how to, that you're not sure how to best address it, with what angle to use, where to go and how to navigate, please come forward and let me know. And I can give you some tips. I can give you some insights. We can discuss it a little bit together. And then that will hopefully give you the tools and the hands-on tools that you can go forward. Another purpose of this call is for you to share any experience that you have, any comment, any feedback. Share your story. Not so much as, share your life story, but anything that you have experienced with doing the Healing Codes, using the tools, Healing Codes or Trilogy or anything of our tools, and the insights that you got. And that is very helpful, it is very insightful, it's very inspiring, and it's very encouraging to for all of us to hear that, for us coaches, but also for other listeners on the call. So please come forward with those. So let's do a little process together for all of us to just tune into with our hearts, tune into our hearts and get ourselves into a place that that we're focused on what we want and what we need, and open ourselves up for healing, clear some blockages. We'll use the general trilogy. I will guide you through it, so you do not have to worry about remembering anything. If you have never done the trilogy, please, I would advise you to go to dralexanderlloyd.com and then look for /, and then trilogy-training, and there is a free video training for the what we call the general trilogy, which is the most basic general trilogy process, which you can compare with the universal healing code, only now it is the universal code inside the general, so a kind of a universal trilogy process. Very powerful. Why the trilogy? Because we are a three-part being. We are a body, mind, and spirit. And we need to address all three of them if we want to have a holistic approach. And holistic, then I think about a whole life approach, like in WHOL, holistic kind of thing of approach. So that we do address all three, and all three have different languages. they interact with each other. They make us a complete person. And if we only address one part or two parts, then we're not holistic and we're not addressing the complete the person that we are. So that is one of the things, one of the reasons my trilogy. And then because it is addressing also the physical energy systems and the spiritual issues of the heart in our memories, when we do that in the process of the trilogy, the way that Dr. Alex has been working on it for years and researching it and testing it and refining it and testing it again and refining and testing until he came out with the way that it is now, that the 3 minutes with the human codes right in the middle, the tapping points as the opening part of the trilogy is kind of clearing the way, first of all, addressing the physical and the mental part and clearing energy blockages, so that when we get to minute number two, when we get to the issues of the heart and the memories, that we already have dealt with clearing physical blockages and clutter in our physical energy system before we get to the spiritual energy system. And then we tap it off with the river, the balancing, the and harmonizing the river of energy in the midline of our body, and the energy centers that are also there to complete the process. So it is a much completer process, and it makes actually the actual healing code much more effective. And if you really want to have the best of both worlds, like when you kind of miss the more relaxed way of the original way of doing the healing codes, then we recommend doing a trilogy first and then do the regular healing code afterwards, because in the trilogy has really opened up the way for the human code to be even more effective than it was before, and also probably with a lot less healing responses for those who are who have been sensitive to that kind of thing, because it is already clearing up and opening up and harmonizing. So that would be a wonderful complete process if you choose to do so. You don't have to, but it is a good way to combining both things. So trilogy is what we recommend most to do, and we will demonstrate the general trilogy right now. So if you just take a moment and think about what would you at this moment say what is bothering you the most right now? And it can be anything. It can be your biggest issue, but it can also be what you just experienced just 5 minutes before you came to the call. Someone who's did upset you, or you bumped into something, and anything that frustrated you that is right now in your heart, you know, take that one, clear it out, and have it done with, instead of keeping it. Sometimes, you know, we tend to stare ourselves blind on what we think is our biggest issue, and then kind of ignore or dismiss smaller issues that we deemed to be not so relevant. But if we just clear them as they present themselves to us, as they come, we can deal with them so much quicker, you know, right on the spot and do the trilogy and right on the spot and then have dealt with them, so that we can focus back on. So it's not that we can only deal with, you know, the big issue in my life and everything else would be interference. No, just deal with it. It's there. Do a trilogy. Takes you 3 minutes. And sometimes if you do it right on the spot, that may be just enough. And then you have a lot of more free energy to focus on what really is your bigger issue that may take, you know, longer, that may take a real journey to address it. So whatever that is for you right now, okay, take a moment to see that in front of you, to place it in front of you, and to watch it, observe it, and then see what feeling comes up when you think about that. What feeling comes up to you Maybe you feel the feeling, maybe it's a word or a thought that comes. And that is what you would could label that very issue. And that is what we're going to do the trilogy on, okay? You can rate it if you want to. And you can rate it if you like to give it a number. You can rate it from 0 to 10. 0 would be no intensity at all, and 10 would be kind of all-consuming. But you can also do it like really very intense or just a little bit, just a little bit, or something in between and moderate or pretty intense, but not really, really, really. You know, you can give it kind of a categorize it. You do not have to give it a precise number. You can just put it somewhere. You can even look at it. You can put it somewhere on that scale. If it would be somewhere in the middle or more to the right or more to the left. If you would go from left to right, and left would be no intensity and right would be high intensity, somewhere on that line, you know, picture it. Or if you would like to give it a color, like blue would kind of be in a safe zone, no intensity, red would be high intensity, somewhere in that range, give it a color. If it's in the middle, or it's more in the blue, or is it more in the red, or is it somewhere in between where it's more purple kind of thing, you know, that you can see that. Whatever your best way of doing it is. Doesn't have to be a precise thing, but you put it somewhere on that scale for comparison later on. So when you've done that, if you want to, you can visualize that we kind of are together in a circle, and in between us there is an open space where you can put your issue, and everyone on the call can put their issue right in there, and that we together are going to create a circle of energy that is going to shine on that heap of issues that we've just put in the middle. And that's what we're going to focus on. And it's going to send healing energy to the heap of issues that we put there. We're not going to take anybody else's issue on. But we just put it all there and send healing energy to it. Okay. So, I pray for healing whatever the issue is that is on our heart right now, that we have put there in that place for healing. And I ask for every negative image, every painful, hurtful feeling, every disturbing negative thought, any destructive cellular memory, any unhealed memory from the past, whether it is a direct or an indirect, whether it is my own personal or inherited or a combination of both. I pray, whether it's known or unknown, I pray for and any physical issue related to that. Everything that is in that memory that needs healing, in that issue that needs healing. I pray for that, all of that to be found, to be opened up, and for that memory, but also for every cell of our body and every energy center inside us to be filled with healing and loving energy, with the light and the life and the truth of God. I pray for our hearts to be open and willing to receive and to accept, to see and accept the truth about this issue. If there is anything I believe about this that is not true, that it will be transformed into the truth, and that I can really see it for what it really is and not for what I perceive it is, without any judgment, without any condemnation about having this. Just with loving energy, in love and truth. So that I can start moving forward, so that we can grow and heal and move forward and thrive. I pray also for any fear or any resistance for healing or for change. Any unbelief about healing, I pray for that to be healed as well. So let's start with doing the trilogy. And we start with just with your fingertips, with both hands. You go to the positions that I call out, and you will just lightly tap like 4 or 5 times on each of those places. So first you start at the eyebrows, and you go just to the inner corner of the eyebrows, where it touches the nose, right over there in the corner. You just tap a few times. Then we move to the side of the eye, and then under the eye, and then under the nose, and then the chin. Now we move down to the collarbones, to the sore spot that is just a little bit underneath and to the side, then back to the middle of the chest. And then under the arms, you can do that with just the palm of your hand. Tap on under the arms and then under the nipples. And now we go to either one of your hands. On the upper side, if you just put your hand like you would do in a handshake in that position, then on the upper side of the thumb, you start tapping. The upper side of the index finger, and then the middle finger. And then the little finger, we skip the ring finger. And then the side of the hand, the karate chop. And we do it again. Start over at the eyebrows, the side of the eye, under the eyes, under the nose, the chin, the collarbones, the sore spot in between the ribs, middle of the chest, the thymus, under the arms, under the nipples, thumb, side of the thumb, side of the index finger, side of the middle finger, side of the little finger, and then the karate chop, the side of the hand. Now we choose in either one of the hands, on the back of the hand, where the ring finger and the little finger, where they would, if you would just continue that line and they come together right in between there, that is what we call the 9G spot. And we're going to do 9 little things. You just tap on that spot, eyes open, eyes closed, eyes open, eyes down to the left, eyes down to the right, eyes move in the circle one direction, eyes move in the circle the other direction. Now we hum, and then count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hum again. Okay, we move to minute number 2, the healing codes. We point both hands to the bridge, just for a few seconds. We move on both hands to the Adam's apple. We do it quickly because there's only 1 minute. Both hands to the jaws. And then both hands to the temples. And then we do a healing codes 2 position. Left hand on the brainstem and right hand on the front, on the high bridge, the prefrontal cortex. Just on the forehead. Just put the palms of your hand over those areas. And we hold that a little bit longer. And then we switch hands, right hand on the brainstem and left hand on the forehead. And keep our hands just for a few more seconds over there. And we move to minute number 3, the midline, the river of energy that flows on the midline of our body. We stack our hands one on top of the other, right at the base of the torso, just a little bit underneath. And then we start moving up with our hands, just streaking, sliding up over the body, touching the body, all the way up and up and up and up, over the face, over the top of your head, until you get to the top of your spine, and it's where you're resting. You pause a little. And we start back. Hands on the base, the root energy center. We move slowly over the belly and the stomach, over the chest, over the throat, over the face, the top of the head, all the way up and down to the top of the spine. And you pause. And then we do it one more time. In the meantime, we pray that all the energy centers on that line, while you move up over the stomach and chest, that all those energy centers will open and harmonize. Open and harmonize. And you keep moving and sliding up over the face, over the top of your head. And then you stop at the top of the spine. Okay. And that's the complete trilogy. Whew. I'll take a deep sigh, deep breath. And you may want to take another look at your issue and see if it moved anything on the scale that you placed it earlier is for how much it was bothering you, how much the intensity of the negative charge was. And see if it moved anywhere, up or down, left, right. I always see it from left to right, but it could also be from up to, you know, up and down. It's just the way that we picture it in our heart. So check in there and see if it still has the same intensity, or maybe it has cooled off, or maybe it has totally disappeared and you cannot even find it at the scale. And maybe it's really off the scale now. And that would be wonderful. Okay. So now back to our Q&A. And so I'm reminding you, star 2 on your keypad if you have a question. Okay. Star 2 on your keypad if you're on the phone. And if you're in listening mode only, then I invite you to use the chat box. So then I can see a hand raised from my computer screen. Now, I got a question that was sent to us earlier. And it's maybe a question, you know, I always consider that every question is never only a question of one person. We share as human people, we share so much that if someone has a question, then I can bet on it that there are a whole lot of other people have that question. For some, it may be not something to think about a lot. And for others, it's a question that you really, 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 really want an answer on. So every question that we receive is a very legitimate question. And we address it with respect and dignity. And there is really a need for an answer. So this question was, with the recent, let me bring it up so that I can see, question as it was posted. I noticed Dr. Lloyd emphasizing the sales of Halo device. And now the CBD products, he has had a scanning device previously as well. This is my insertion. This person was talking about the Halo device and now the CBD products. Whatever happened with healing codes? Aren't they supposed to cure everything and almost everything? And do we need these other products to regain our health? Thanks. As I said, a legitimate question, and many people may have had the same thoughts. What happened to the healing codes? Okay. So great question, and thank you for bringing it up and giving us the opportunity to address this. Here's the thing. Dr. Alex has been saying now for a long, 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 long time, and that is what his whole new website, new, I'm talking now about 2.5 years. You know, how new is new? But that the new website and his slogan is about whole life healing. And it says, we are still about the unlocking the spiritual issues of the heart. That is what all our own products are about, okay? Whatever we do with the Healing Coach Company and Dr. Alex Lloyd is about that, the spiritual issues of the heart, Healing Coach Trilogy, all those energy processes. But when we focus and when we really desire whole life healing, meaning every area of our life, and all parts of our being, body, mind, and spirit, that opens up the way to look at other things as well. And Dr. Alex has never been about being overprotective of our own products and of our own systems. And he's always been open to say anything that promotes health in integrity and that is real and proven, and we see the benefit of that, then we are okay with promoting that, and we are okay about sharing it with people. And there is no contradiction between the two, because there are things, the Healing Codes, nothing replaces the Healing Codes, and there is no substitute for the Healing Codes, because the Healing Codes is the only thing that is addressing the memories, the spiritual issues of the heart. That is what the Healing Codes do. The addition of the Trilogy is already, as I explained earlier, is already broadening the whole concept. The Halo device, for example, is really about supporting the body and the healing systems of the body. Here's the thing. When we are in stress and the cells of our body are closing because of the stress, because that is what stress does, the physical expression of stress is cells are closing down, body systems are on the low burner to feed the body systems that keep the stress burner high. The immune system, the digestive system, creative and cognitive thinking, those are all things that take a lot of energy. And when we are in stress and the body and we interpret something as a threat, that is what is causing the stress, it will turn down those systems that take a lot of our energy. And there's nothing wrong with that if we do that for 5 minutes in order to survive in a life-threatening situation. But if we're doing that like 10 or 15 times a day and we're never really getting out of that stress, then the long-term effects to the body systems and the tissues and the organs and the individual cells is going to be really devastating, and they will not be able in that stress mode, they will not be able to take up any to digest and absorb any nutrients, any supplement, anything, the things that they need so much. So even if you eat really healthy food, and even if you take all the essential supplements and vitamins that you need, your body still cannot get them. They don't get to the cells that need them so much. So whatever you take in, it will be released out of the body without the cells of the body getting the benefit. So that is how you can sometimes see that people who are really into a healthy lifestyle as far as on the physical, like as far as for food, nutrition and all that, we still get sick. How can it be if all they do is eat healthy and do exercise and all those things and they still get sick? Because the cells of the body, because of the internal stress in the body, the cells of the body do not get what they need. What the Halo device is doing is, with all the nutrition that we need being turned, being processed, that it is really on a quantum level, it is really broken down in such a way that it is in those vials, and with the halo light shining through those vials, transporting the information, the frequency, not the actual botanicals, not the actual molecules, not the actual physical stuff, the substance, but the informational frequency, the energetic harmonic frequency that is in each of those botanicals. It is, the light is transporting that into the body so that the cells can get the information, and the cells will respond to the information as if they were receiving the actual substance. So that is relating on the cellular level with the halo, what you can never do with supplements, because those are molecules that the body has to break down, and then they have to be totally digested and absorbed, but they cannot get there because the cell doesn't have the capacity to take them in because it is in stress mode. What happens with the halo device, it is getting straight to the cell level, bypassing the whole digestive and absorption system, and just getting it straight into the cell, because it doesn't even need the cell receptors, because there is not a real molecule going there, and it is light is always being able to get into, to pass through the membrane and get into the cells, and then giving the cell that harmonic frequency information, and the cell responds to that as if it has been given the actual substance, and then it can start to relax and start to open up, and then it will be ready also to absorb the molecules and the substance out of food and nutrition supplements, et cetera, et cetera. With the CBD, it's just another thing that we have seen. It is kind of that one thing that can do so, that can address and benefit so many, so many physical conditions and situations, bringing relief. Apparently, because here is the thing, that every cell of our body has receptors for the CBD. That means that CBD is beneficial to each and every cell of the body. And that is one of the reasons that we're promoting it, because it can do and reach in every cell of the body. Now, if you combine the halo to open up the cells, and you combine the trilogy and the healing codes to open up the cells, to the healing codes and the trilogy address the internal state, removing the internal stress so that the body, the physical part of her body, can start to relax and start to open up again. With the halo, we can supply the immediate need of the harmonic frequencies, and then the CBD can supply to the cells what it needs, all the benefits of the CBD that has healing benefits for so many physical conditions. So that would be the combination of those three things. They would just, they're monumental, and they have never been available before. So that is why we also promote CBD, while we also promote halo, and of course always will keep on promoting the Healing Code System products that we have. And of course, every update that we have, every revising, every renewal, every update, every addition to the Healing Codes system, as we have in Trilogy, as we have now in a Memory Engineering. Okay. Just reminding you guys, star 2 in your keypad, or use the chat box. To have also some live questions in here. Please don't be shy. I'm going to hunt for another one. That I have seen. This one came in actually a little while ago, and apologize for having overlooked this question at the time. This came in, it was 2 weeks ago that this one came in. How can we help someone unwilling or unable to do the healing codes? My son, 14 years old, has school refusal, phobia issues, as well as addiction to mobile phone and internet recently, but he doesn't think it is necessary for him to be healed. Is there any possible way to help him? I know I can do the healing codes on my son by doing them on myself and send them to him with intention, prayer, and love. However, when I'm doing healing codes, should I focus on my son's problems or the truth statements regarding the problems? In addition, are there any successful cases of similar uses by using healing codes? Okay, a lot of questions. So first, let's start with the easy part, is how actually do a healing code or a trilogy for others. You would do that by doing the process on yourself, if you would do it for yourself, with the intention that it is for the other person, and then the end of the process, you just simply release it to the other person. What do you focus on? I would always just do it in the most general possible way, for this reason. So I would, if you're comfortable with the prayer, like we recommend in the book, in the manual, what we usually use in the calls, just asking for anything that is related to whatever bothers them the most, whatever is whatever is in the best benefit of their hearts to start to open up for healing right now. And then ask for everything that is related to it. Thoughts, feelings, beliefs, memories, physical issues, energy blockages, all of those things, just to be healed and for the hearts to be opened, for those aspects to be healed, and that they can start living their healthiest and happiest lives. And the most important thing is, when we do that for someone else, is that we're not trying to manipulate the process. We're not trying to dictate it. We're not trying to steer it. We offer it in truth and in love, and acknowledge that whatever is in the best love interest for that person to be healed. We do not do that to try to change the other person so that we can feel better. It really needs to be something that we offer in truth and in love, not for our own good, but for their good. And that we acknowledge that each person has their own healing journey, and that we respect that. And that healing takes the time that it needs to take, okay? Transformational processes can be sometimes absolutely miraculous in that it can happen overnight. But sometimes it takes longer, and it goes kind of underground, and it seems like nothing is happening. But just to remember, the caterpillar has to get into the cocoon to become a butterfly, and it may look for a long time that, first of all, the caterpillar only gets bigger and bigger, and then it has to go into the cocoon, and there nothing seems to happen. It just seems to be totally quiet and silent and no movement at all, and nothing happens. But if we keep at it, at one point of time, the cocoon will start to crack open and a butterfly will start to get out. But even then, the butterfly is not immediately ready to fly. It still has to hang on the cocoon, and it has to strengthen its wings, and it has to strengthen its new body type before it is ready to fly. So sometimes our healing process looks more like that whole process from caterpillar to butterfly. And then we need to have the patience and the respect and the understanding that it just takes as long as it takes, and we cannot, there's no shortcut to it. And there is no, there's no pushing it, and there's no quickening it, but we just have to keep at it. It counts for ourselves, and it counts for others too. So if we are respectful of that, then it is wonderful to do that. So there's one thing. Now the other thing, what do we do when someone is unwilling? Someone is doesn't believe even that it needs healing and is unwilling or unable to do. I would do when it would be for my kids, I would always I would never force them to do it or try to make them do it or try to do it on them. I would just simply go into my own room in a quiet corner and do it for them. Because as a parent, that's another kind of care that I can give. And again, I do it in that if I can get myself in that place where I can do it in truth and in love and not out of desperation trying to make something happen, do it. Create a space, a safe space and a sacred space when you do that healing code for the other person, where love can be generated and change can become a possibility. If I do it out of my own despair may be totally in the way and create only additional stress. When I do it out of a need of trying to make things happen, it will create additional stress. But if I can do it in a place where I, first of all, place myself in where I can feel love towards the other person, that is a good place, and then I can always do it, and then it's always safe. Okay? And yeah, sometimes 14 years old, they just don't want to listen to us because that is their age, right? We've been there ourselves, and for some of us, it's not so long ago. For some of us, it's longer, but even when it's longer, we may still vividly remember how we felt when we were 14 years old, and we thought that we felt capable of dealing ourselves with stuff, and we didn't think that we needed our parents' advice, you know. So we can understand that and forgive that. So it is something, you know. I could imagine myself doing it and pray for my child to receive wisdom, to accept, to be willing to accept truth and wisdom, that will be helpful in making healthy choices. That is something I would focus on. And there is a thing, and I just this morning I read on Facebook something about addiction to mobile phone and screen addiction. That is not only teenagers, many of ourselves, you know, we have to look into ourselves as well as how much we are actually already addicted to the screen. And it is always we always have it with us, and always, you know, I have to look at the screen, always have to be updated. Always something happening there. And children and teenagers are even much more susceptible to that. It is a real thing, and it's a real threat. That is something. If you feel there is an addiction going on or developing, that is something that definitely I would address that in the code. And then I would code also for myself for wisdom, how to address this and to, you know, for parenting, for healthy parenting, and all the wisdom and love and truth that I need to be able to do healthy parenting. So I would not only focus on the behavior of the child, I would also focus not as in a judgment, but you know that I will receive the wisdom that I can be the parent that my child needs the most in, with this condition, with this situation. So also that we ourselves make healthy choices for ourselves and in parenting. That would be the things actually that I would focus on. And while you do that, I would always go through all the 12 categories, address just the issue from every possible angle of all the 12 categories of healing that you can find in the Healing Code book, in the Healing Codes manual, the Heart Issues Finder on the website, if you want to know more about what the 12 categories are. 12 categories are really what makes us human beings. We have the 9 core categories of healing, what are also known as the spiritual virtues, spiritual attributes, that what makes us real humans: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. Those are the 9 core virtues. And then there are 3 other categories, what we call the inhibitors, and that is unforgiveness, harmful actions, and unhealthy beliefs. And they are inhibitors because if we have a lot of issues over there, they block our healing. They slow down healing. So we have, in total, we have 12 categories. 3 are inhibitors and 9 are core virtues. If you go to the Relationship Issues Finder, you will even find there 10 additional categories that are combinations of the 12. But how in the different combinations, they have different relationship patterns. And that would be the tool that I would go to if you really want to see where the negative charges in your life, in your heart are right now. It's not a personality test or a relationship test, but it is where you can find how the negative charge in your heart, in your life is being at this very moment, is being expressed. Where are the most pain triggers? What are the categories where I have the most painful unhealed memories? And when you do that, and then you will see the different scores and skills in the different categories, and then you can see where, in what area you need the most healing. So that is a great tool, not only to use the categories, but also to get more insight about the categories. Okay, anybody else? Star 2. Or the chat box. You're more than welcome to use it. It's there for you. Okay, well, if there are no more questions coming up, that's fine. I'll wait one more moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and thank you for being here. And thank you for your presence. Even your silent presence is highly appreciated and felt. And I hope you got something out of today. There's going to be another Q&A session later tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we will be back with another Q&A call next week, usual time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So thank you for being here and have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.